You are about to enter the studio of DJ 2000. The people are real. The cases are real. The decisions are final. This is my forum. This is Sex Talk.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you. How was that? Did that work
You've
for you?
You've been working on this for weeks.
Wow. So I want to thank you all.
I think it would be better that like, these SmackDowns are final. But next time.
The SmackDowns are final. The ass rubbing is real. The sick feeling of degradation is all too palpable.
The emptiness. The hot tears burning your face in shame.
The teeth marks in the pillow.
I'm projecting.
The rips in the Farrah Fawcett bed sheets. I want to thank my fabulous radio listeners for tuning in. I also think we've got a large gang of very young, very impressionable undergrad men in the studio. And we are here to talk about transitions. And the transitions we're here to talk about are leaving the relatively safe, comfortable bosom of high school and home life and coming to college where our desires, our needs.
Thirsts. Hideous, unquenchable hungers.
Our thirsts, both intellectual and emotional, begin to arise in ourselves.
Flower, even?
Indeed. And we're here to talk about some of those unslakeable firsts. We've got
four guests tonight.
Four guests. A group of men. The one thing I didn't tell you, by the way, is that every 5 minutes we're all going to take off an article of clothing. And so the four men with me tonight are Galt, Alfonso, Katz, and Skanks. So welcome. Thank you all for joining us.
Not their real names.
They told me they were their real names. I made a little outline, and I don't have it anymore. Actually, I'm going to just jump right into Katz. Katz, your story was most compelling because it was most like my own growing up experiences. You actually had a fairly innocent storybook high school life,
yeah.
And then you came to college, and the whole thing came crashing down like an Amtrak train
filled with hookers
cutting through Jersey.
Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, and the girl with the penny, the girl putting the penny on the tracks that derailed your whole innocence was,
Barbara Boxer?
Can we say bitch on the air?
Well, that's her nickname, right?
Yeah, that is her nickname. So, yeah, we can say bitch.
Her self-anointed nickname. Let us.
Exactly.
So I think we should open the story when we start talking about bitch. And I have to actually preamble this. Like, I am woman's foremost ally. You know, I'm respectful of all women. Mm-hmm. But this is a name that bitch chose for herself.
Yes.
This
yes.
is like, you know, in the same way that the homosexual community might have co-opted queer, she decided that bitch would be the name that she would project
yes.
for the world. And
correct.
So you and bitch... But then she turned out to be a bitch, which was kind of ironic.
Well,
So, Katz, without any further ado, I want to jump into the whole... Are my legs spread too wide for your whole camera thing?
We're being photographed here live, by the way.
I didn't wear my peekaboo pants today. And so
for our e-entertainment special.
And by the way, I should sit straight. By the way, if you want to call in and ask questions of... Galt,
did you
Skank,
say Axe?
Axe. Skank, Skanks, Katz, Alfonso, or Galt... Not their real names. The numbers in the studio are 621-WRCT, and...
If you're on campus.
And if you're on campus, dial 9, and then 621-WRCT.
If you can't figure it out.
621-9728. There's another number, but I'm not telling you what it is. So, Katz,
yeah.
Paint me a vivid word picture.
Here you are, freshman year.
Okay. Well, no, actually, this was your sophomore year.
Okay.
Up to... Yeah, you know, going into my sophomore year.
But I'm a freshman year, just a bunch of IRC and masturbating to weekly reader.
No.
Highlights for children.
No. Well, it's the internet age here, so
well,
it's probably
yes. Yeah, we all
and masturbating to highlightstochildren.com. Oh, goofus. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Take me, you uncouth rough man.
He's all
man
about
beast.
The timber toes, I think.
Sorry. I don't even get that, but I'll work with it.
I don't know.
So, okay, freshman year,
but anyway,
unmitigated
no,
disaster. You got
year.
Us straight
so,
A's.
Yeah, so going in, I'd only had two even remotely sexual experiences. One was just kissing a girl at 15 once to see what it was like, and the other was...
What was it like?
It was nice. It was,
tongue?
Yes, tongue. She also said at the end, wow, I can't believe I just kissed a guy I don't even like.
Oh, that's
a blow.
Yeah, that kind of hurt. Yeah, and then the second one was just like...
I can't believe
it. But hey, you got some.
That's what my prom date said.
Oh.
But it wasn't me that she'd kissed. And actually, I didn't go to my prom date.
Oh, I had a similar experience with that. But anyway. And then the second one was just like cuddling with a girl. And then that was it.
Was so. was that a sexual cuddle? Because I've certainly had cuddles, which are not
well,
sexual despite...
It was ambiguous at the time. At the time, she actually had like another boyfriend, but seemed to be... open, which I wasn't really sure about, but yeah.
Like so much adolescent sexuality.
Yeah.
Confused and frustrating and pointless.
Exactly.
But sophomore year,
yeah,
like
so,
lightning
yeah,
bolts,
so,
it all changed.
Exactly. So, you know, going into sophomore year, I had truly believed going into sophomore year that it really didn't matter that much who I ended up with. I just wanted a girlfriend, you know. I wanted something of my own.
Ah, that sweet, sweet smell of desperation. I know
exactly.
It well.
I mean, isn't that just sort of ultra pathetic, though? I mean,
oh, yes.
Seriously,
oh,
like the people in this, in our listening audience, the including our, what's her name? Brenda from Wexford, who listens every week, know that the proper approach to relationships is.
It's a Zen thing. You have to not want it in order to get it.
Well, and also, it's not like you need a girlfriend and then you, like, audition people to fill the role. It's more like, you know, you meet people and you find someone so special, like, for example,
yeah,
Heather,
but,
who
well,
I already have a special kind of bond with.
This,
and then you find you can't live without them.
But, you know.
You would have me in your life.
This past year has taught me a lot of things, and, yeah, I would agree with you now. At the time, though, I truly believed it didn't matter. You know, I just wanted something.
In high school, your relationships are social commodities, though, and I could appreciate where he's coming from in just trying to get somebody to fill that role.
To say, I have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
To officially, like, not be a loser now.
Well, and
not that being single means you're a loser. I hope. I mean,
it does somewhat accredit you with some abilities socially to attract somebody.
True.
So, anyway, so I meet this girl through a mutual friend. Actually,
this is Bitch.
This would be Bitch.
Jinx.
Yes, this would be Bitch. This is actually through an idea that they had of doing a porno, which eventually spawned itself into the idea of doing
awesome.
A geek porno.
Like
yes.
Amateur. Oh.
So there was a porn movie.
It was the idea never got off the ground.
So there
yes.
was a porn movie shot at Yale University, my own alma mater, earlier this year.
Have you ever
all students?
Have you ever seen
called the Stacks, STAXXX?
Geeksex.com. It's an MIT site. Have
yes.
you ever seen that?
Yeah,
it's
quite good. I had sorry. Everything has to stop.
Yes, Beck.
You had a great idea. It was to do a porno, and then you said, "No,
well,
I have an even better idea."
This
was
someone
else's idea.
Okay, well, someone else's
idea. To do a porno.
So this mutual friend.
Stop. But the great idea was to get a porno, and then the better idea was to make it a geek porno.
Oh well, we suddenly realized
some alien, hideous values of better.
Oh. Well, because of all the people involved, and because it would have more aesthetic value that way.
Whoa!
Hang on.
I think it would have more value to this niche market of geeks.
Yes.
And then thereby have more total value to the rest of the world, since it suits this geek market so well suited to produce.
Which explains the popularity of nude Marie Curie pictures among college students as opposed to Pamela Anderson, right?
Of course.
Because we crave new geeks.
She actually won the Nobel Prize twice, you know.
Yes. And might I add, by the way, speaking of geeks and nudity, Cindy Crawford went to Northwestern on a chemical engineering scholarship, but eventually left to pursue greener pastures. The actress who played Blossom is getting her PhD in biochemistry. The actress who played Winnie on The Wonder Years got her degree in math at UCLA and is even published.
Wow.
All thanks to MemePool.com.
And Hedy Lamarr patented
spread spectrum
technology. We're like, you know, one person.
I wrote that article for MemePool, you know, just to pump my own little penis pump.
He's looking at his watch.
Just making sure that we get all the stories in tonight because there's some interesting stories.
So anyway, back to you and your sick little dream world of geek.
Oh, yes, exactly. So one day, actually, me and this mutual friend of mine and Bitches are just sitting there talking, and he asks me, "So, would you like to be in a porno?" So naturally, I say yes. I think any, you know, geek with a twisted enough sense of humor would.
Mm-hmm.
And he introduces me and Bitch so as to discuss further possibilities of this. So we get introduced on something like a Friday and spend about 12 hours of each day for the following several days with each other. So by Monday...
Naked?
No, not naked, actually. Just sitting there and talking. It was really nice. That was, you know, the only nice part about it was when we just kind of sat there and talked.
Talking dirty?
No, believe it or not, no.
Did you have a fluffer?
I don't understand how this prepared you for the porno film.
This wasn't in relation...
Focused on installing Linux into a vibrator.
You got to run Telnet off a Wi-Fi vibrator. No, okay, anyway. This wasn't about the porno. This was just about us talking.
Oh, okay.
So by Monday, I suddenly get a frantic email from her saying that she is considering dumping what was her boyfriend at the time and citing me as the primary cause.
Wow.
So I'm really not sure what to do. On Tuesday, she dumps her boyfriend, and by Thursday, she's feeling really upset, so I'm kind of just walking along with her, talking to her. We end up back in my room. She's really tired, so I tell her to just take a nap on my bed while I sit there and do my algebraic structures homework.
Oh, so that's what they call it nowadays.
Oh, exactly.
So you turn on the geek music, you're playing a little Kraftwerk. Or
maybe a little They Might Be Giants. Some rush.
How sadly true that is. But anyway, so after about 4 hours, I get done with my homework, and, you know, with all innocent intentions, I wake her up because she said she needed to get her homework done so that she can work on her work while I can get some sleep because it's like 3 a.m. by now. So she gets up for a little while, walks around, goes back to bed, says she doesn't need to get the homework done right away. So then I say, okay, and I go to sleep on the floor. So she wakes me up and says, you know, I can't sleep if you're sleeping on the floor. You got to get in bed with me.
Nice pickup line.
Yeah, oh, yes. It was very amusing at the time until I found out she's used the same line with several other guys in
That's
very
a good
similar
line.
Situations.
Just because it's a good line doesn't mean it's an original line.
Oh, certainly. So...
I think it's actually good to be direct. I mean, if you're in college right now and if you're wondering how to make a move, I think the right thing is to be direct. And this is what women want, and I am the foremost...
Non-threatening, but direct.
I am the foremost... Well, second to Dr. Sexopoulos, I'm the foremost authority on heterosexuality. And, you know, the mistake is to... It's always a mistake to step to the meta and say, you know, I want to be in a relationship with you, or what would you think if I asked you out? The right thing is to, you know, grab her by the... face
pull her
towards
grip.
You, kiss her tenderly and say, make love to me, Clarice. I'm just kind of, you're supposed to take over at some point.
No, I was just watching you wandering to the ground there with your Hannibal references.
But yes. Well, I suppose the amusing part of that whole situation was, if anything, she kind of picked me up.
So you climbed into bed with her?
With all my clothes on, over the next several hours, she took articles of my clothing off one after another. The thing is,
You were in the Society for Creative Anachronism at the time.
You're talking about
your chainmail, chaps,
your
dirt contours.
Your assless chaps, right?
your bare bodkin.
Yes, my chainmail assless chaps. Those were the hardest things to get off, I must
say.
Really, you're sleeping, right? So how much can you possibly be wearing?
Pulls out the oxyacetylene torch.
I did actually go to sleep with all my clothes on, just on the premise of being a gentleman. Yeah, okay, so anyway.
So there she is, being a Galadriel to your Bilbo.
Oh, God, even I don't get that one.
Just work with him.
Yeah, but...
stripping you down.
The interesting thing about me and Bitch is we never ended up having actual sex over the whole time we were together.
This is our bugaboo here. Go ahead. Take it away.
So I guess the standard question would be, like, when you say actual sex, are you talking about penetrative genital sex, or are we talking, like, any kind of Bill Clinton sex?
No. it would have to be the first penetrative genital sex.
So there was, like... Okay.
I will get to that.
Oral anal contact.
As footnote something or other in the Star Report.
Maybe. Okay, yes.
Enigmatically.
Exactly. But, yeah, I'll get to that. But...
Kick the microphone again, skanks, and we will smack you down. You've never been smacked down before.
Wait, what'd you do?
He kicked the microphone.
I kicked
stand.
The stand.
Oh.
It was an accident.
So that's why
we're
sure it was. Okay. But anyway,
Crank up your detail rate and your skank density by 75%. Get us to the dirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're naked.
You're naked. Your broadsword is fully unsheathed.
That night it was just dry humping for several hours. It didn't get past that, but it was still very nice.
Were there orgasms involved?
No, there were not, actually. Wow. And for the next...
I imagine there's lots and lots of chafing, though.
Ah, yes, indeed. For the next several nights in a row, it was pretty much of the same.
You started on the floor and she invited you into bed?
No, actually, we would start off in bed. And we would actually, you know, lie naked with each other without having actual sex, just kind of talking and kissing and cuddling.
Operational question. I actually can't. It took me a long time to learn how to sleep with some other person in my bed.
Yeah,
I actually used to spend a lot of sleepless nights just like.
I still have troubles and things.
You know, yeah, well, for one thing,
pulling my hair out one follicle at a time, trying to get to sleep.
Well, bitch did kind of take up about 4/5 of the bed, so I kind of had to. I kind of had to find my way. She had just a way of lying down that was incredible every time.
Yeah, as long as she's like. I mean, not that we have a problem with.
No, she's not that big. I mean, she's about maybe the same height as I am, probably about the same weight. But she just had
college dorm beds are not known for their spacious experience.
Yes,
sleeping.
Yeah, but anyway, so I'll get to the dirt. So,
I think our producer said no.
What?
Fellatio.
He is
fellatio.
So
okay.
Fellatio,
I'm sorry,
good.
My bad.
I think our producer said no.
What?
Fellatio.
He is
fellatio.
So
okay. Fellatio, I'm sorry,
good.
My bad.
Oral sex.
Fellatio.
Good.
I got my fellatio cherry popped in the undergrad math TA office. Indeed, one of the sexiest places on campus.
This is here. At Carnegie?
Yes, this would be in Wien Hall. This would be 6215.
Was it by your math TA?
No, this was all.
Are you not his math
TA? He's my math TA.
Well,
he was probably grading my homework or another homework from the same class while this this cherry was being popped.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. You can probably, you know, look at that, figure out which homework it was just by the comments on it.
So. What time of day did this happen? I'm always curious.
Actually, this was after – this was late Sunday night, early Monday morning, as far as I can remember it. And then after that, the whole thing – the whole little fling with bitch lasted for between a week and 2 weeks.
After that?
Other notable events is she performed fellatio on me at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon on the second floor of Highlander. With a friend present. This was actually the same mutual friend that had introduced us.
Her ex-boyfriend?
No, this was not her ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
He actually, he has a very, you know, like he has a stomach for these things, but he had to leave halfway through. Like, even he couldn't handle that much.
Sounds rude, actually. I mean, to get oral sex when you're talking to somebody. I mean,
well, she kind of initiated it all. Like, that was the theme. Me and him were just sitting there talking about math, and then she kind of, you know,
nothing gets
started.
The ladies. Turned on like math.
Oh, damn straight. Damn right.
Is Highlander really doing... I mean, I know they were doing bad. Are they really doing that bad that you can...
Yes,
go
yes.
down on somebody and no one's going to, you know, have a problem with it?
The second floor was completely empty.
Okay.
Not a single person there. And, of course, we were, like, by the windows. She's quite an exhibitionist, so I think that kind of excited her. But what I was starting to realize is...
Okay, stop. Your story started to bore me.
Okay.
What we need to do... I'm sorry. I mean that. I meant that in a nice way.
Of course.
What I meant was we have so little time and so many men that are exuding hormones and so on. I was going to say, let's use your idea of kind of experiencing sex in a group setting, if you will, to segue directly into your second shockingly depraved encounter, and that is with Chicago Bears. Who was it? The Steelers? Cordell Stewart.
Yes.
I mean, this was indeed the beginning of the end of your innocence, but things spun horribly out of control, like, you know.
So paint us a vivid word picture again.
Just to close off the thing with Caitlin.
Oh God, I said her name.
Oh, well.
Beep that.
I'll just keep calling her bitch in case
never mind.
Someone
our producer
out there didn't
not
hear.
Listening.
Yeah.
Our producer's smoking crack.
Okay.
So anyway,
yeah,
we were talking
I'm
about...
Close off
yeah.
the story.
So I realized that bitch was a bitch, and then that was the end of that. I won't talk more about that. Yeah, okay. So,
you're,
me
you're
and...
You're for a big-time spanking.
So now here is...
Time passes.
My, yes, time passes.
You're still a virgin.
I'm still a virgin.
I mean, I'm getting less surprised that, you know, you had such a hard time getting laid, given your
inability to take firm instruction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it took people that were on drugs to get him laid.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, so the second time. So I'm with a new friend of mine, and, you know, to start off the night, he takes a few tabs of acid, and we go out.
Can we talk about acid on the air?
Are we allowed to?
It happened in a different country.
Yes, this was in Uruguay.
Ascorbic acid, the sunshine vitamin.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, it's vitamin D. Oh,
yes.
It doesn't matter.
So we go out to watch, I believe it was the Alice in Wonderland porn that was playing at the time.
Oh.
Right. His friends were coming over, and...
And over and over and over.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it's pretty hard to, like... plan events on ascorbic acid, so I had to help him out a little bit and, like, make sure that everyone met at the right place
help
at the right
out.
Time. Mm-hmm. So we all meet. We all watch the movie. His friends...
How was that movie, by the way?
It was actually... It was very good. The original, the 70s softcore porno, was very imaginative.
But they dual-screened it with another movie that was very hardcore, and I had a hard time looking at it. I was there with a grad student. He had to shield his eyes. He was mortified.
Well, I mean, like, it was softcore by modern standards, but it was just not imaginative at all.
Like Barbarella?
It was a standard, like, Kama Sutra thing and, like, discover your sexual identity and the same old plot line.
Yeah, it was mainly just penetrations, you know, all different ways they can happen, real close-up shots. You know, but I thought it was good because you could look at whatever really caught your caught your desire at that moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is great for our generation that has
indeed.
No attention span.
This is really the penetration generation.
It oh,
is.
Indeed.
The
Generation P.
But yes, but I mean, even the heart. Even
stop.
Okay.
You're watching this porn with a bunch of guys.
Well,
do you
not a bunch of guys.
This?
Okay.
Like
so my
the
so
are they masturbating?
Well,
are they,
no,
like,
my
fellatio?
My friends. It is two girls and a guy.
Oh.
The two girls are this his ex girlfriend, who's kind of like the love of his life, and a friend of hers.
Her twin sister. Amber.
Let's just say, yeah, and another friend of theirs.
You might want to mention that these were younger girls.
Well, no, one of them was my age. Another one was a couple of years younger. Should I say how old I am? I mean...
I don't know. Yeah. Are you of a legal... you're at least 18.
No, I'm not, actually.
Well, the age of consent in Pennsylvania is 14.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yes, okay. Well, 16 and 14 with a four-year age gap, so we're all fine.
Okay.
So after the movie, we're just kind of walking around, and my friend's ex-girlfriend just suddenly says, "So, who's up for the orgy?"
And wow. And she was kidding, right? But she was from
no, that's the thing.
Kidding.
She wasn't. She, these are all kind of like, you know, very interesting, like, goth-type people. And I kind of figured going out with them that night, something interesting was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to be that. Well,
either
me and...
Either that or you'd be beheading a chicken and drinking its blood.
Well, then it'd just be like every other night being a math major. So, yeah, so we, me and my friend, we live in the same dorm. So we just kind of headed back there. In fact, and, you know, just like sitting there in his dorm talking. In fact, there were some pictures taken by another friend of his that walked in and saw this, thought it was hilarious. There's a picture of me, well, on a bed, holding a math book, trying to concentrate on reading algebra while having stuff done to me. That picture had to have come out.
Now, when he says having stuff done to me, did you get what he meant?
I'm not quite sure what he meant by stuff
done
to me.
Oh, at the time, it was still innocent. At the time, I think one of them was sucking on my chest. The other one was just rubbing my leg. It was pretty innocent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sucking on your
much
chest.
Less interesting.
Do you find
than what
nipple stimulation arousing?
I don't believe it was nipple. I think it was just general sucking.
You're evading the question. Nipples.
Perhaps. Nipples are part of the general chest area, so perhaps. But yes, anyway.
You sounded remarkably Clinton-esque here about your evasions. Like, admit it, you had your nipples licked and you liked it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Are your nipples hairy? I have hairy nipples.
So, it's strongly defined.
Oversharing.
Yes.
10-yard penalty.
I'm very sorry.
It strongly depends on your definitions, but yes. Oh, God, I am Clinton. Yeah, but yeah. What were you going
to
say?
Seem to be pretty well defined. There's definitely.
But I think we're getting bogged down in details too.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. We have to race towards the conclusion.
Yes,
let
us
other stories.
Let us race towards the goal. Well, at this point, I'm still kind of innocent. I'm still not really sure if this thing is going to be real, if this is actually going to be an orgy, and if so, am I going to go through with it? So then the door closes, the lights go off, the music comes on. It was Nine Inch Nails, of course, like these being like high school goth people. And
Marilyn Manson? I thought that was all the rage with the kids these days.
Actually,
their MTV rock video games.
Well, yeah, hard to say. Okay, NIN is a little more old school. I gotta go for the good stuff. So about then is when I realized that I should make a decision of whether or not to stay or leave. That's about the time that the two girls simultaneously go down on me, so my decision becomes a little biased. So indeed, I stay.
So the two girls, let's probe this a little bit further. And watch your potty mouth, or you're gonna get the rod.
Did I say something?
I don't know.
Not
maybe.
Yet.
But you know how you are. So these two women are both attempting to perform oral sex on you simultaneously.
Yes.
And is that not?
This was still part of just the general.
But the superposition principle. They can't both do it at once, can they?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean
were there, so this was really happening? I mean, like, I've never had.
Don't kick this hand.
I've never had. Have I ever had a threesome? Not really.
I mean, I don't know. I've been there. Not when I've been conscious of it.
The time with you and Sophie Maslow was just too weird. But how does that work? Let's actually go down this avenue a little
like
bit.
Like one on each side? Or were
they like sharing?
Well,
like,
no. Yeah. Actually, in that particular instance, it was one on each side.
And then are moving in unison, sliding
clearly
up and down.
Clearly, they've done this before, then.
I'm it's most certain
kind
that
of
they have. Yes, I'm
organized, right?
Knowing those two girls, I'm most certain they have done this before.
Wow.
was there any lesbian kind of interaction?
Actually, yes. Yes, there was. They both happened to be kind of bisexual, as far as I know.
Just as I suspected.
Well, naturally, this all really seems out of some sort of a cheesy porno, but you know. I guess you take, like, mixed goths and math majors, and this is what you're going to get.
Right, so there's you, there's the two women, but what about the shadowy presence of the two other men that you alluded to earlier?
They were sitting in the corner being extremely bitter at this point.
Well,
right?
You see, no, because the thing about the two other men is I had mentioned one of them was taking his vitamins, so was the other one. The two girls.
So they're probably clawing their eyes out in the corner at this point.
No, they're just, like, kind of. Well, they're also very used to this sort of thing, but the thing is they weren't really able to sustain an erection, so...
Every time she takes a picture, I get ugly. Do you notice that?
You definitely are getting uglier with every photograph.
So they've got some kind of functional problem. I mean, they're off like kind of...
Well, they're still doing stuff. They're still participating, but they aren't able to have regular intercourse. So I mean,
because they're unable to get erections. There's some sort of erectile.
Yeah,
Mr.
Sort of
floppy in his pal.
So yes, so
flaccid boy.
Is this a regular problem, or is this just that night?
It is just that night, as far as I can believe.
Well, ascorbic acid is notorious for that.
It is
issue,
indeed.
Right, so.
Indeed, you have to be careful with orange juice.
Yeah, kids, don't do drugs, or otherwise you won't be able to get it up.
Right. And at an important moment too, like the goth orgy.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Were there any onks in this orgy?
Ox?
Onx.
You know,
oh, onx.
That's our cross.
Let's
see.
It
was in Logan's Run.
Onks, yes. Ox, no.
That's
Oxen. Oxen. Okay, well.
And so, you know, the question I usually have to ask in situations like this was, you know, women are, of course, always happy to be lesbian, but were the men involved, like, touching each other and breaking the bisexual male barrier?
Actually, yeah, the two other guys were being a little bit ambiguous that night. They ended up on a separate incident sometime later that was actually a three-way doing a lot more than they did that night. One of these guys, you might want to bring him on this show sometime. He's got far more interesting stories than I do. He's been doing this stuff on a regular basis. This is the guy that I was friends with that...
Couldn't get it up.
Yes, well... So the moral of the story is I think everyone had fun. I had fun that night. I think the guys had their fun too.
Did the women have any fun?
Yes, the women looked like they were having a lot of fun. Because
so what else happened? You're kind of leaving us in the lurch here, right? At this point these two goths are playing piccolo and flute on your I don't know.
After that Let's see. Well, there was me, my friend, and the third guy. The third guy was a little more out of it from a little too much orange juice. And
maybe you can say – can you say – I mean, are we allowed to talk about drugs?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't know either. Yes, we are allowed to talk about drugs.
Oh, we are. All right. Yeah, I mean, so he – I guess he'd taken one too many NyQuils and – so and basically the two girls at that point kind of paired up, one with me, the other with my friend. Then they kind of switched. Then they would try to bring the other guy into the thing and, you know, kind of like wake him up a little bit.
So were their orbits obeying Kepler's laws of motion? Or?
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I'm not sure how closely the inverse square law was obeyed.
Okay, SmackDown the Geek Talk. I got a question for you that's more relevant, which is...
Yes.
Here you are, you know, you come from high school, you're a dork, no one has sex with you, mm-hmm. you know, you're totally reviled by
okay.
all.
Yeah.
And now you're having, like, every man's, like, dream sexual encounter.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you're the world's luckiest guy? Are you hoping there's more of this? I mean, you seem very matter-of-fact about it now, and so is this just a false kind of bravado, or are you just like... Are you erect right now?
No, actually not right now. There's only one female in the room, fully clothed.
You're so
and,
genius,
you know.
Huh?
One, wow. I was told
I mean,
that
when I was your age, I was erect basically 23 and a half hours a day.
Ah.
Finally, somebody is obeying the sex talk rule.
Ah.
Disrobing rule. Oh, looks like we have a caller.
Oh, excellent. I'm sorry, I have to pause you for a moment. Hello, caller. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Are you now, or have you ever been affiliated with law enforcement?
No, I haven't.
Oh, excellent.
Actually, I'm just calling. I heard that you were talking about lesbian activity previous.
Well, you know, always any port in a storm.
Yes, a little bit.
So I have a predicament actually that I want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Oh, we can help.
Okay.
We are lesbian experts.
Well, yes. Okay. So I have a female roommate, and we're open lesbians. You know, we moved in together. We're quite gay, but lately I've been bisexual. Like, I do have a constant boyfriend now, and everything was fine up until maybe 2 weeks ago he actually caught us. Mm-hmm. And he's not fine with this. This is the first guy that I've ever bumped into that is not fine with this kind of activity.
Wow.
And I don't know what to do. He doesn't even trust me in my own house with my own roommate.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So you said he caught you, right? So he caught you and your girlfriend together, right?
Yes.
And he's not okay with... Or your roommate. He's not okay with you and your roommate having your thing off yourself, right?
He feels jealous, actually.
So the obvious solution here, and I don't mean to be cliched, right, is can't you ask him to join in, or is your roommate not into that at all?
I don't think that she would be, no. Mm-mm. She wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
So it's not that he has any problem with you expressing this side of your sexuality. He just wants to be included.
I don't know. He hasn't even said that. It's just a mere fact that he feels like he's sharing me with someone now. And I love her. I love him. I don't know what to do.
Well,
and I live with her already, and she's knowledgeable of the situation.
Are your menstrual cycles in sync? I always heard that happened when women live together.
Yes.
Oh, that is so awesome.
No, we're digressing horribly here, but here's something else I've always been curious about. Is there one person who's always the top, menstrually speaking, one person who's the bottom? Or do you guys kind of compromise? No, I'm serious.
No, it's a compromise.
Okay.
What's that mean?
So, you know, because let's say I'm having my period on the 15th day of the month.
Oh, I see.
And yours usually having yours on the 5th. Would you be forced onto my cycle?
I see.
Anyway, to answer your question, so I have a friend who is in... Actually, two friends who are in a committed relationship with each other. He is a straight male. She's a bisexual woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're compromised on this point because she's not willing to give up this female-oriented side of her sexuality for their relationship. It's basically she is allowed to have girlfriends, allowed to do her bisexual lesbian thing, but he is also allowed to date other women or sleep with other women. It's not dating, right, because they're in a very committed
emotional relationship. Okay, so it's like a take-it-or-leave-it situation.
Hmm?
It's more of a take it or leave it.
This
is what I do and deal with it.
No. Right. My point is, have you offered him the same flexibility that you're asking from him? That is, are you saying, well, look, you can have sex with other girls if I can have sex with other girls?
I don't think he would want to.
Cat.
He's just upset. I guess he's more shocked than anything.
You know, this is a tough one, and I think it's definitely a clash of two different attitudes. I mean, I would like to say, you know, love is not a finite resource. You know, you can love one person. I mean, just because I love you,
true,
a certain tiny.
But it is absolutely
amount.
Human nature, right, to feel jealous of somebody you care very deeply for if you feel like their sexual, their emotional needs aren't being met by you. You know,
polyamory.org. Mm-hmm. Is a site on the internet which might help you with your issues. But no, I agree that you've kind of stumped the panel, I think.
There's another issue here too, aside from the whole sexuality thing. There's perhaps he's also.
Wait, get off of me! I'm on the phone.
No. See now. So there are. I'm getting an insight into the dynamic of your relationship.
So there.
Wait, hold on.
Are you talking to your cat or your girlfriend?
No, actually, my roommate's here.
Or roommate
slash girlfriend. Well, so there's other issues here, too, right? Like, guys are notoriously bad about examining their own emotions. So,
Dr. Sexophilus, get off of me. I'm on the radio.
Allow me to project for a moment. He could also be upset about...
Hold on.
Are you paying attention to me?
I'm sorry. Okay.
I can already tell.
It's all right.
Just forget it. She sounds much more fun than your boyfriend. Lose him. He sounds like a dork. Stick with the girlfriend. She sounds like a kettle of fun. Go ahead.
Okay.
No. Whoops. Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
I see the Dr. Drew here, and you're, like, peeing all over my little...
Well, you usually like that. Go on. Okay, Dr. Sexophilus would like to say something.
My microphone is drooping.
Okay.
Bring it on.
No. He perhaps, you know, like I said, guys are bad about dealing with their emotions. Perhaps, and if I can project for a moment or make stuff up for him, perhaps he's also upset at what he might perceive as a lack of honesty, right? Like, if he walked in on you, that implies the fact that he didn't know this was going on, and therefore you were keeping it from him, right? Mm. Now, people are allowed to have secrets and so forth.
Don't lie, this is my boyfriend!
Boyfriend, get off the phone!
Wait, is this my girlfriend? Holy smokes! No. Are you still there?
I think we lost the caller. I think you should go ahead and keep giving advice, because I think you were on a roll there. I realize that the two callers are now engaged in a lesbian embrace, which is probably a first for the show, so I don't think we should necessarily suppress it.
Should have stayed in the air.
But I think you should finish your thought, which was a good one, which is I think you were about to talk about the issue of honesty. And
yeah, there's several issues here. One is your boyfriend's jealousy over your sexual activities with somebody else, okay? And there's also this honesty issue. If he didn't know that you were having sex with somebody else, he could be more upset over the fact that you were hiding it. Maybe not explicitly lying, but certainly implicitly lying about this.
Okay.
You know, it might be important for you to sit down with him. I'm sure you've tried to, right? But sit down with him and talk about it in this way. Like, say, were you upset that I was hiding it from you? Were you upset that I'm having sex with this woman? Like, and if the relationship with him is valuable, you're going to have to offer some kind of compromise, right? That doesn't mean you compromising for him, of course, necessarily. Like, that might involve, well, he can sleep with other women. If you can sleep with other women, or you're allowed, you know, one night of passion a week or whatever. I don't know. I'm not an expert in these kind of mechanics of compromise.
Okay.
Sexually like that. Normally I just shut up and take whatever I'm offered. No, I don't know if that's helpful. But like I was saying, it could be an honesty issue in addition to kind of the, quote, infidelity issue here.
So what do you think, Carlos? Is that ringing any of your bells? Or are you like...
engaged in
munching the carpet at this point.
Well, no, that sounds good. But yeah, I'm gonna get going now.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you do that.
Thank you a lot.
Good luck with that.
Thanks. Bye.
Wow,
you got a local radio show that inspires lesbian sex.
Well, yeah, one thing we do, right? I mean, most people, well, usually it's we've got guys from West Mifflin and North Versailles stroke into the show, but I think it's the first time we've had women actually begin a lesbian encounter. Based on a young man's story of being involved with the goth culture, which is,
I don't, of course,
no direct connection there, but
other than goths are sexy, I don't know.
Well, yes, something. Actually, I can relate a quick metaphor that is very relevant to the question that she asked. The current interest I'm involved in right now is a girl that happens to be bisexual, and. Next year, she's going to be rooming with another good friend of mine who also happens to be bisexual. Actually, just because I knew that both of them were probably going to end up with random roommates, and I'm very good friends with both of them, regardless of what happens in the... I don't know if I can call it a relationship at this point, maybe. Regardless of what happens with that, I'm good friends with them. I wanted the best for them, so I actually helped them kind of set up the whole roommate thing. And we're all going to be on the same floor next year, so it's definitely going to be a very interesting dynamic. especially since the girl I'm interested in seems... she doesn't... like, she says she's only had one female love interest in her whole life, while the other girl seems a little more serious about it and maybe even has a crush on the girl that I'm interested in. So...
Could be interesting.
Yeah, could be. You look like you were going to say something.
DJ...
Well, actually, it's actually, I was thinking, when you were talking, I was thinking of a, my mind actually started to wander. I was thinking about this show I watched on cable this weekend. It was a Disney show, and there are all these really hot men in it. I just started watching more children's television.
Disney's world of hot gay action?
Yeah, I mean, there were like all these like teen hotties in it. It was really turning me on. I mean, I kind of tuned you out.
Well, these were all these hottie boy bands come from, you know, it's from Orlando.
Oh, really? Like, I saw O-Town. I actually bought a copy of Tiger Beat and masturbated to the images of O-Town.
In the 7-Eleven parking lot?
That's what they go for. They go for subtly gay because the adolescent girls are much more comfortable with the subtly gay.
This sort of non-threatening thing.
Than non-threatening. The overt heterosexuality. The
preteen. Well, there's always got to be a dangerous one in every boy group, right?
Oh. Yeah, that's true. There's going to be one.
Who's the dangerous one in NSYNC? Is that like Lance?
I don't know. Whoever has the goatee.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't know what NSYNC looks like, but every group has a goatee.
See, I don't know. The four of us here, maybe we should start a boy band. I mean, we got a dynamic.
I'm kind of iffy on that.
Well,
I have no musical ability whatsoever.
Neither does do any of the other boy bands. I mean, that is
slow down. Okay, so Alfonso looks. I mean, in this boy brand I'm looking at right here, Galt, you're clearly the innocent one. Alfonso, what's going on here?
He's the smart guy, the John Lennon.
He's
the shy one?
He's the shy one with a hint of danger. Goth, clearly, very clearly.
The skanky one?
Skanky. Oh.
Well, my name's Katz, his name's...
Oh, Skanks?
Skanks. Well, I was saying you're the skanky one, since you're the one with all the degrading goth orgy sex.
Well, yeah. Well, not degrading. Okay, so fine. So I had bite marks on my neck for a week, but it was not degrading.
Claw marks on the back?
Yes, and claw I believe I showed you those, didn't I?
Any itchy weeping rashes, sores that won't go away?
Actually, no, not none of those.
Does it burn when you urinate?
I did use protection.
Okay. When they were performing, when the two women were performing oral sex?
Oh, no, not during oral sex, but to the best of my knowledge, it's a little bit more rare to contract disease that way.
So we actually got a call before we could delve into this fully. So you actually lost your virginity that night in this five-way orgy.
Yes, I lost my virginity in the five-way orgy, indeed.
To one or more people?
To...
Do you remember who was first?
I do, in fact, remember who was first. I'm about 80% sure as to who was first.
Is it possible that you lost your virginity to a man and you actually are
no,
secretly homosexual?
Yeah, it's not. I actually
had a friend in college.
That sounds like denial.
The holes aren't that confusing. I mean,
I had a friend in college who had a very innocent upbringing and so forth, and actually was in the drama department at school, and actually lost his virginity at a cast party orgy after the show in the dark, and was never sure not only whom but to which gender he lost his. He was on any number of chemicals at the time, so the difference between the various orifi were probably lost on him. But
maybe it was a real doll.
It traumatized him actually for a long time. He was really disturbed.
Okay, Real Doll, www.realdoll.com, is a
your
sponsor.
Your plastic pal, who's fun to be with.
Sponsor
of
the show.
Are you familiar with the duct tape trick?
Sorry, I'm not.
Perhaps I should.
Let's hear the duct tape trick.
I'm wondering if I should even say it. Well, it doesn't include any profanity. It's wrapping a hamster in duct tape so that it doesn't split.
Right, well.
Well.
Weak, lame. Skanks. No, Katz.
Yes.
I was going to do this. I mean, unless you have another, powerfully degrading story to tell us.
Nope, those were my three. Yeah, Bitch, the goth, and this current girl now, which is very nice, but yes.
It will be degrading, believe us.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. You know, that's been the theme of my life, you know.
I was going to quickly segue to actually the other topic. I mean, we've got four men here. Skanks looks like he's really eager to share something with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. We had a couple of other topics we wanted to talk about. Skanks, did you want to share, or do you want me to?
I can share.
Okay, bring it on. Bring it on. So I want you to be as
nasty as you want to be.
Brief and focused, and with laser-like, with the laser-like precision that Katz so clearly lacks.
Open up and don't hold back.
Okay, so
7 minutes. Bring it on.
With scientific precision, let's go back. I was going to talk about I have a brief story about tie-dyeing my underwear.
Okay, that sounds a little weak. Is this going to turn me...
You think so?
Well, okay. I'm not... Is there a sexual component to it?
Or is it just funny-colored underwear?
The latter.
Okay, next.
This is like the gong show. You got to be...
Oh, okay, sorry.
Stuck on your feet.
Have you ever inserted an object into your rectum for sexual pleasure?
Have you read about it on the internet?
I have never been big into rectal stimulation. I've heard about it.
Fool.
Okay, next.
But it's not a...
Next item on your list. You told me. Oh, no, you told, don't be coy here. We were talking about your encounters with women. Don't play games with me. And you are a magnet for women who are virgins or who've had very little sexual experience, and you destroy their sweet little lives.
Batter down their maiden gate.
And you've discovered the irony, the pseudo-irony, that the more religious, spiritual women are more into...
Oh, yeah. So,
oral sex.
Yeah, oral sex. Christian girls, I've tended to like to go for... I have to say oral sex.
Oral action.
Okay, so... I think
Sermon at the Mount. Someone on the mouse.
I think that just has to go with the idea of...
Given a sermon at Liberty University, you know, Jerry Vowell's thing.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more like an Oral Roberts.
Oh. Well, maybe it's Oral Roberts.
Anyway, so Christian girls...
Yeah, it's just the idea of virginity that...
Are you attracted to virgins or are they attracted to you?
It's really not... I would say I'm somewhat attracted.
Is it possible to be attracted to a virgin? I mean, it's not like they have big golden V's on their forehead, you know.
Well, I think it's just the notion, just sort of the fantasy of, you know, you get to be the one. You get to show her the path.
So I myself am still a virgin.
It's a like meets like kind of thing.
So you've gone out with the... Okay, so bring it on.
So there's just lots of Christian girls going down on you.
I'm tired of all these...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I mean...
Look, God damn it.
Some of the best
I can say God damn it on the air. Now I can say God damn.
Uh-oh, we're getting a word from the God
speaks. God damn it as long as you're not damning someone.
Okay. God damn it, the endless qualifications have to end. Let's get to the meat of the story. The virgins, you got 5 minutes. Bring it on.
Sacrificing virgins to your own volcano of desire.
And oral sex with virgins. Let's start there. Oral sex with Catholic girls or Christian girls.
As Frank Zappa would have us know.
Okay, sure. Let's go... all right, let's talk about...
penis, mouth, prayer shawl.
My point earlier more was that I tend to perpetually get propelled into relationships with inexperienced girls. Girls that tend to have – and they also tend to be masochistic to some degree.
Mm. He's talking to the microphone or I'll get masochistic on you.
Right.
And show you
sadistic.
What sadistic.
Would I'll be tell you what these flagellants are all about. So what? This is some kind of – like S&M or are you talking some kind of like bondage discipline thing? Or are you just saying you're a doorman and they wipe the floor with you?
It's varied from girls that have had explicit rape fantasies to girls that just like to sexually have me have all control over them. Mm.
So tell me about one of these stories. I mean, you've managed to still remain a virgin. So you've had sexual contact with these women. I mean, this is Clintonian virginity, right? You've had some kind of sexual
Clintonian
contact.
Yes, Clintonian virginity. Yeah.
All right, all right. So take your favorite, most self-destructive girlfriend, and let's talk about the control thing a little bit.
Oh, okay.
2 minutes.
All right, so in Could you give me more direction as to what areas interest you?
See, I thought you were the forceful, direct one who told people what to do.
This is why you don't have sex with your girlfriends, is because they're waiting around for you to like...
And you vacillate and you choose your words carefully. You just have to dive in there.
Make the plunge.
Mr. Man. So there you are.
Yeah, let's hear about this rape fantasy. That's the one I'm interested in. Being a big fan of Ayn Rand, I'm really big on the rape fantasy.
This trembling Catholic girl beneath you, her breasts dewy and silver in the moonlight.
Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm. Presbyterian, Catholic, Universalist.
So she wasn't very explicit in telling me what exactly she wanted. More, she would just told me rather shyly that this was something that she
really was aroused by.
I mean, did she tell you straight out, I have this fantasy of...
Did she write it on a cocktail napkin?
No, she told me straight out.
And so what happened then? So she tells you this. What was your response? And did you go through with some kind of sexual fantasy?
So my response to this was... I'm pretty liberal and something I'd like to explore, but it was also something at the time I wanted to be very careful about because I saw that, I mean, something, misunderstandings could happen very easily in a situation like that.
Well, yes.
So that was my approach towards the situation. But I was in high school back then, and it was difficult to get enough time together as it was with this girl. Her dad was pretty strict with her time. And he had a large gun collection and a sign that said, God bless Texas, kind of right as you walked in the door.
Texas is the Lord's greatest state. I mean, I want to be clear to our more impressionable listeners that, you know, there's a huge difference between a woman who has a rape fantasy and the actual act of rape. I mean, in fact, the key difference is that the woman is really ultimately in control of the situation. It's her choice to be in the situation. So we're not advocating actual rape. We're advocating a kind of safe sexual fantasy, which is a rape-like control
fantasy.
It's a very
common fantasy, actually, especially if you look, say, if you use as a statistical measure, for example, romance novels, almost all contain some component of forced sex and rape. Now, why is that sexy? Well, because it's not really rape, right? Because the book as a story, or rape fantasy as a fantasy between two partners, is completely under control at all times. There's no actual...
And so we've rejected your rape fantasy because it actually didn't lead to any kind of sexual stimulation for anyone. Is that true? So maybe you and the dad came in?
Okay,
did he catch you?
I found
his large pistol.
Erotic. On a sort of platonic ideal plane, never got to get into the real emotional experience of going through with it. Mm-hmm. Although I think that's where the most interesting revelations can occur.
Fascinating. I'm seeing Andrew's smiling visage in my window. Does that mean he's here pressuring me to get off the air, or are we out of time? Okay. Actually, the time has flown by. I'm afraid that we are out of time. It's been an enlightening, life-altering, paradigm shift-shattering experience. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week. It's a random schedule. We're going to be here next week. Tune in 2 weeks, and stay tuned for Andrew's adventures in the macabre.